AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hermine has strengthened in the Gulf of Mexico and is now a hurricane. This is not a powerful hurricane, but Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center says they are worried about storm surge.
There's going to be areas along the Gulf Coast of Florida from Indian Pass to Longo Key where there's a danger of life-threatening inundation. Could see inundation values as much as 5 to 8 feet.
Cedar Key, Florida is right off the coast. Joe Allen is boarding up his property.
We'll get water. We'll get a tidal surge. Unfortunately, it's going to happen during high tide. So we're definitely going to get that.
Hermine is expected to reach land in Florida either late tonight or early tomorrow. Tropical storm Madeline is no longer much of a threat to Hawaii, but Hurricane Lester might be. The Category 2 hurricane is expected to pass just north of the island chain, and the eye of the storm isn't expected to make landfall. At Cape Canaveral in Florida, a powerful explosion, but no injuries. A SpaceX rocket carrying a satellite blew up during a test run. No one was hurt. The AP's Marcia Dunn reports this is not only a setback for SpaceX, but for NASA, too.
The last thing NASA wants to see is a rocket destroyed on the pad even before flight. NASA astronauts are going to be flying these rockets, and it's hard to say what the outcome of this will be down the road.
For the first time on the U.S. mainland, Zika virus was found in three groups of trapped mosquitoes. It happened in Miami Beach. Carlos Jimenez is the mayor of Miami Beach.
We've done over 2,000 inspections and sprayings in and around Miami Beach. We continue our efforts. We will continue our efforts in Miami Beach to start to drive the mosquito population down.
That is the first time there has been a positive test of the Zika virus in the continental U.S. The closing bell just sounded on Wall Street, a recovery for at least the Dow. A mixed close, the Dow Jones Industrials finished up 17 points. This is AP Radio News. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick was spotted wearing socks showing police officers as pigs. On Twitter, Kaepernick says it's a protest of rogue cops who put the community and other officers at risk. The photos were taken earlier in training camp before Kaepernick's refusal to stand during the national anthem of an exhibition game as a form of protest, which became public. The police chief in Dallas, David Brown, has announced his retirement. He received praise for his response to a July sniper attack in his city that killed five police officers. Gene Wilder will be on the big screen this weekend.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
AMC Theater says Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Blazing Saddles will be shown this weekend at more than 50 theaters nationwide. Gene Wilder died Sunday. Earlier this year, AMC ran Purple Rain in honor of Prince. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.